This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. Portland sports leader. This is the firm of Harris and Meringue. Do this bad boy every single Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. We are excited to be at full force again here at the Fan. Monday will be full on back to normal. We'll have a little different bit of a week when it comes to Friday. But for the most part, you should get your boys Isaac and Suk today. And what do I always say? Coming up after us, we'll get to a bonus happy hour with Luke Anderson from 1 to 2. Then we'll get to his normal show from 2 to 3. And then, like I said, the primetime boys back in action today from all 3 to 7 to take you home, finishing up 13 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. The Ducks are in the Peach Bowl, and the Fan is hitting the road with a watch party at the Thirsty Lions Washington Square location. Dirt and Anthony Newman get things started with Ducks pregame, presented by Coors Light on location at noon. Join the Fan Friday, January 9th at the Thirsty Lions Washington Square location for the rematch of Oregon and Indiana in the college football playoff semifinals. That Friday, we will be noon to 10 to noon, excuse me, and we will bump an hour to give ourselves to over to Dirt and Anthony Newman, who do such a great pregame job. They'll toss it to Jerry, Jorgie, and Dusty, and then
of course,
the game
with their award-winning producer.
With their award-winning producer, Casey Smith, lowercase. We love him. Oh. I kid. It's Jeffrey Rust, one of our favorites here, if not my personal favorite, only for selfish reasons. Coming up this hour, we'll get to a quarterback performance that's the best since fill in the blank, and we'll take a peek at the college football Final Four from afar before we really dive into it next week. But guess what, Danny? I don't love shoving it in people's faces, but sometimes it just feels good when you know you were right.
Oh,
I don't know which part I'm more excited about that we were right. Mm. That Ohio State is fraudulent, mm-hmm, or that Miami's pretty damn good.
Yes.
Yes, I'm happy about both of them as well. Look, the Oregon-Texas Tech game reminded me a lot of that for different reasons, but the same narrative. From the jump, Ohio State had no chance.
No.
I didn't think they had any chance from the jump. Now, before the game, you know, I liked Miami in this game. I felt Ohio State was fraudulent. At the end of the first quarter, I'm going, yep, this is it. They are toast. They can't do anything about that. And that's how I felt about Texas Tech playing Oregon. It was apparent to me early. Can Oregon get enough points to win? Because I think they will, mm-hmm, no matter, because Tech can't do anything on offense. Ohio State, they flat out no-showed, and they flat out got beat.
Julian Sayed, can I introduce you to Reuben Bain Jr. and Akeem Mesidor?
Yes, can I introduce you to real competition, friend? because I know 13-10 in the Big Ten title game against Indiana, number one team in the nation. Was anybody really trying that hard in that game? That looked like a let's get out of this. And I think Cignetti wanted a Big Ten title more than Ryan Day
and
did.
And not only that, I felt like Indiana decided that they were just going to bully Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that game felt like.
And I wonder how much, you know, I wonder how much that, I mean, I don't wonder, I know, but like in the hypothetical, I wonder how much of that was the blueprint for Mario.
Mm-hmm.
You think Mario watched that game and went, you know, kind of
well,
like,
they ran the ball 37 times. So
kind of like Sig with Alabama. He's looking at Alabama tape going, oh, God, do I really need to watch this? We got this. And I wonder if Mario watched that Big Ten title game of Ohio State and went, oh, boy. Oh, boy, we got this.
Look, Saiyan went for 287.
A lot of that is mop-up duty.
Yeah.
A lot of that's backdoor.
That, look, I mean, I will say Jeremiah Smith showed up in a way that he has not done most of this season.
Dude, he's one of the top five most gifted college players I've ever seen in my life.
He had two catches in that game where I went, okay, dog.
His talent level, for me, is up there with Reggie Bush and Tim Tebow, yeah, of just guys that are just built differently in college.
If Julian Saiyan was a junior, this is a very different story.
Agreed. He's got a long way to go.
But that Miami defense, from a team last year that couldn't stop a nosebleed to a team that hands them out every possession.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, much like Texas Tech, that front seven is disgusting. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
The way they get after it. It's not just that they get the havoc plays. They get the disruptive plays. They physically beat the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'm not a Carson Beck guy, and Beck did not do anything for the second week in a row. But you know what else he didn't do? He didn't hurt you.
Carson Beck said, you know what? And maybe this is crystal ball. You know what? Being a game manager ain't a bad idea. Because you know what it can do now? You know what I saw on that Miami team? I saw a team that can win it all.
Mm-hmm.
I sure did.
Remember, that was the one team, and I said that if you're asking me the team in the back end, it was Miami and A&M. Mm-hmm. I'm like, those are the two teams, and it was like, I like Reed better, but Reed's got the volatility where with Beck, when he doesn't do the thing where he throws four picks.
Which is what almost cost them a college football playoff berth.
Yes, but this is also a team through what, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, we said was the best team in the nation.
We did. We were high on this. I'm with you. I'm not a Carson Beck guy, but we call them the Heisman in like week four.
Yeah.
And I know that's early, but
it was also because nobody else had done it. Anything.
But Miami had beaten Notre Dame, looked good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Had beaten Florida State, looked good doing it.
South Florida. Who we just saw humiliate Boise State.
Looked good doing it.
Yeah.
Like, they beat Florida, looked good doing it, you know? Like, they were the team to mm-hmm. beat. Now, they stumbled with Louisville. They stumbled with
SMU.
But, and I didn't love the performance against A&M. A couple missed field goals made, and they're out.
Yeah.
But in this game.
But I'll tell you again, that defense
came to play. And they made Marcel Reed look really, really bad.
And
they made Julian Saiyan look even worse, I would say.
Ohio State could not run the ball.
No.
Ohio State, who is deep in the trenches, could not run the ball. Miami, up front, both sides of the ball. Dudes.
And we'll get to the Ole Miss game here in a second. But
Miami's right tackle is going to be the first offensive lineman drafted.
Absolutely. And if you're the Giants,
yeah,
that's my guy. We'll get to the Ole Miss game in a second. But I firmly believe that three of the four teams, I am not as Ole Miss as you are.
Yeah.
Story's great.
There's one reason I'm an Ole Miss guy.
Yeah, love the Shambliss story.
There's a reason why I picked them to beat Georgia.
But I don't believe they can, but Miami, Oregon, and Indiana can win a natty.
Look, man, just
wouldn't
throw them dice.
Wouldn't shock me. I like Miami in this game going ahead.
Of the four quarterbacks that are remaining, the one with the highest ceiling is Shambliss.
Well, without a doubt, but the one with the most experience is Carson Beck.
Yep.
Because he was in a playoff last mm-hmm. year. He's been in big games at Georgia. Now he's
basically
at Miami.
Been in big games his whole career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think Miami, Indiana, we'll get to this in a second, but Miami's ass whooping of Ohio State
mm-hmm.
has shown me that Indiana, Miami is my game.
Yeah.
That's my game in a natty.
Look, that's if you're talking about from a competitive standpoint, mm-hmm. like narrative standpoint, Indiana Ole Miss. That's what I want
right.
to see. But the most likely outcome is Miami, Indiana.
If I get selfish for my job and my paycheck in this place around here, give me Oregon, Miami. Give me Oregon, Miami all day. I love this Miami team. If Carson Beck, we said this going into this game, that's why we liked, I mean, first of all, we liked Miami because we don't like Ohio State.
It had less to do with Miami and more to do with me, not us, not believing in Ohio State. And that is not a recent thing. We have believed this literally since the first week of the season.
No, it's the only thing. I listen to Sukanik, who I respect opinion maybe more than anybody on this planet about college football. He loved Ohio State. And every time he said it, I was like, dude, I love you, man, but I'm not bought on this. And maybe that's my ignorance. Former player, been doing this job for a long time. Maybe that's my ignorance in watching it, but I just wasn't there. But Miami showed me things in this game that tells me they can win. If Carson Beck plays like this, mistake-free, doesn't need to, take a page out of that Texas Tech Oregon book of big plays, splashing some big plays, one big play against A&M, and it won the game. If they can they had one big play in this Ohio State game that ended it. Then Saiyan throws a pick six, game over. Thanks for coming. Pack your bags. We out.
Where I will give Ohio State credit, you know whose name you didn't hear all game? Malachi Toney.
No, you didn't.
They said, not you, not today, sir.
And that's what makes Miami so scary, is because they were able to adapt without it. You know, what do people say about Oregon? Take away Dante, and they can't do this.
Yep.
You know, Miami showed, you take Malachi out of the situation, we'll still beat you. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me very, very impressed.
Throw up the U.
Also, Ryan Day. What did I text you? Ryan Day doesn't have to worry about coaching and the transfer portal this year.
You got time, buddy.
You got time. Do whatever you want. Now, I will say this. We are not Julian Saiyan fans. In a couple years, he's going to be really good.
It's not even not being a fan of him. He's a true freshman.
He's just not there yet.
He has had a phenomenal season. One of the best true freshman quarterback seasons we've ever seen.
He also had a nice runway. Starting at Ohio State after a natty with the best receiver I've ever seen in college football is not a bad way to be.
No, and you played Texas and then nobody else until Indiana. But
quarterback took second in the Heisman, or third in the Heisman, second in the Heisman vote. Fourth, my bad. God, I'm an idiot.
Let's not forget, it also took him 5 weeks to kind of really get going.
It really did. You had to wait till they got to, like, Minnesota
now he's putting up crooked numbers.
Yeah.
Next year.
It wasn't like Drew Aller's slow start, but it was not a quick start. No, not at all.
But next year and the year after, that dude's going to be a complete and utter monster.
If Dante Moore comes back, Ohio State and Oregon will be favored. I think Julian Saiyan's already the favorite for the Heisman Trophy next year.
Yes.
He'll be better.
To be honest, if Dante came back, which I don't think he would, I think Saiyan would be the favorite.
I think so, too. I think Oregon would be the favorite to win a natty over Ohio State, personally.
Ooh.
I think Saiyan would be the favorite for a Heisman. Yeah. Saiyan's gonna be good. It's just not your time.
No.
And I think Day, if you give some true serum, I think Day knows that.
Yeah.
And it's time to go back, retool. Your offensive line needs some work because you got dominated.
Well, I don't know if it necessarily needs work as much as you went up against not an NFL front, but Miami's got two day two guys that are.
What does Dickie V say? They got PTPs.
PTPers, baby.
Prime time players.
Reuben Bain, I've said this before, as a Raiders fan, number one overall pick, who wants it? Come on up. You're picking 5, 6, 7? Come on up. Reuben Bain.
Right,
yo, silver and black right alongside Max Crosby.
From a bad quarterback performance to maybe one for the ages, Ole Miss defeats Georgia. Let's get into this game as well, how that happened. Plus, we'll touch on just the rest of college football from here on out in the playoff. That's Danny and Patrick. We're having a great time. Thanks for joining us on a Friday. Happy New Year. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, we'll take a bird's eye view of the Final Four in college football here in a moment. This texter asking me about teams with a bye are 1-7. Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll have that conversation in about, excuse me, in about 15 minutes. What's that?
Who's that one win?
That's Indiana against Paul.
Google me.
Up against Paul Feinbaum, Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN, and every narrative that thinks the SEC just means more, which it does.
Just means more ass whoopings.
But welcome to modern college football, where conferences sometimes don't really matter anymore. But let's finish up the games from the quarterfinals. Dare I say this? I've been racking my brain all morning. I even ran this by you, Danny, before we started the show. I am trying to think of a better performance by a quarterback in a playoff game, which is a smaller sample size,
or let's just say New Year's,
or in a in a national championship, a New Year's Six playoff-esque
game,
natty, big time,
all
stakes.
Eyes on you game, standalone national game, playoff championship type game.
The only thing I can think of who had a better game than Trinidad Chambliss this weekend is Vince Young against USC.
Yes.
In the natty. That's it. Because even like Tebow's natties, they kind of blew out some teams there. You know, I'm thinking about Oklahoma, Josh White, things like that.
It's how much you needed. Like, Vince Young had to have the best performance we've ever seen on that stage to win that game. And that's not me sour as a USC guy.
No, that's just...
You've heard me talk about this game.
It's one of the most famous games of all time.
It is the best college football game of all time. My team lost, and I don't care.
I have it number two.
I don't care they lost.
Yeah, because Vince had
feel... It sucked, but it was the weirdest thing. I didn't feel bad after that game. It was like, I just watched the greatest college football game of all time. It sucked to lose, but that was incredible.
Doug Flutie just came into my brain.
Yeah.
But that's one throw. But like Will Howard, last year Ohio State was the best team, but Will Howard didn't have, he had a good game, great game, but was not amazing.
No, what Trinidad Chambliss did in that fourth quarter, good God.
Someone just texted Cam Newton, bro, did you watch that game?
No.
That's one of the roughest national championships I've ever watched when Auburn beats Oregon.
No.
Quarterback play on both sides of the ball, not very good.
No.
Vince, amazing. Trinidad Chambliss, unbelievably electrifying.
Three plays in a row, you would be hard-pressed to find three better, more impactful plays in a game of that magnitude in the history of the sport.
He was absolutely fantastic, and I think what was interesting was that game had a lot of vibes of the first time they played, except for Georgia was up early. So Ole Miss is up early. Georgia comes back sooner than they did in the first game they played, and I kind of thought, here it is again. Here comes Georgia. They're down a little bit. They spotted some points, but they'll put this away. And it's almost like Ole Miss didn't forget that and realized what they had done wrong to let them back in that game. Mm-hmm. And dare I say, I'll ask this question, 503-864-6326 as well. Did Ole Miss win this game because Lane wasn't there?
I don't think so.
Did Ole Miss win this game because maybe Lane sometimes gets in his own way? From a coaching aspect.
I don't think so.
I'm not talking about Lane leaving all that stuff.
I don't think so because, you know, it's still Charlie Weiss Jr. calling those plays.
Still the same guy. But Lane still has veto power.
Sure, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think what Lane built and what the framework that he put in place, that's what you got. And I was texting back and forth with Wright Gadsway, who's an anchor at K2, buddy of mine.
They were up 17 against Georgia.
Yeah. Wright played at Georgia.
In the regular season.
Wright played at Georgia, and he, you know, he's a dog through and through. And when we talked, we made our picks before we took the day off. I picked Ole Miss, and he blew up my phone. Right? If you're listening, I love you, brother. And not in a bad way. He's like, let's see. You know, let's see kind of a deal. And we're texting back and forth through the game. And at the end of the game, like, brother, I hate that I made the pick that I did, but there's a reason why I made that pick. And it's that guy. It's Trinidad Chambliss. And like, Lane, no Lane. Weiss, no Weiss. What you saw from Chambliss on that scramble play, that's just pure, unadulterated playmaking superpower.
Without a doubt. And I think, you know, this goes back to why I'm just over the narrative of team. You know, can you believe if I told you it's Ole Miss, Indiana,
doesn't
Oregon,
matter anymore. It's what we've been saying.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. Like, the easiest narrative to say when it comes to Georgia and Bama and these stalwarts, even Ohio State ran into it this year. Notre Dame ran into it this year. USC's had this issue for a little while now. The depth just isn't there in these blue bloods anymore. Texas, like, Sark is going to have to hit the portal tough this year. Sark's got a really hard job.
He's going to have plenty of chances. Did you see how many players are in the portal?
Yes.
4,000 players are in the portal.
Sark's got some real hard work to do this offseason. And I think...
Did you see the cell phone video?
No.
The scramble play from Arch?
I saw the scramble play.
No. There's a fan in the end zone who's filming that play, and as Arch runs into the end zone, he runs right up, face mask in this camera. It is a dope video.
My guy, Arch Manning, huh?
Oh, I think it's a random fan who has a field pass kind of a deal, and people are, like, replying in the comments of the video on social media of, like, do not sell that footage. Do not, like, if you do, make sure you get all the money for it, but... I know it's a random squirrel moment, but it was just such a cool thing just kind of to have that kind of play. But you're right, as far as like what teams need to do and how they need to operate and all these things. Dusty and I were at Pac-12 Media Days when the Pac-12 fell apart, and we kind of saw where things were going. And then a couple years later, we were talking about how different college football was and could teams just come out of nowhere. We had the Arizona States. We had, you know, Boise State out of nowhere, but SMU is out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden... like, this is good. This is what we wanted. We got upsets. We're getting opportunities. You've got Ole Miss, Indiana, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And those teams haven't been there. I mean, Miami has, you know, decades ago.
Right.
But,
and, like, and Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State, they'll still be in these games.
But guess
what? They'll still make the playoffs.
They went home and their message boards, look, shout out College Football Geniuses on Twitter. They had... the way they were killing. Kirby's gotta go. Bobo's gotta go. You know,
DeBoer was never the right fit.
It's like, you idiots don't understand what college football is now. You got so used to the same four teams. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson. You got so used to those four teams for the last decade.
With an LSU sneaking in.
But you got used to those teams being the teams. And guess what? That's not it anymore.
Nope, it's just not. And look, Kirby's gonna win another natty.
Yes.
Day's gonna win another natty. DeBoer should at some point still compete for natties, but the path is just not gonna be as easy. And Ole Miss showed you that.
I mean,
sometimes you just got a guy who's a gamer.
Three dudes: Trinidad Chambliss, Kawan Lacy.
Kawan Lacy.
Look,
he would be getting the flowers if it wasn't for Chambliss.
Look,
bailing.
Kawan Lacy's playing with it was a separated shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Georgia corner that came up and stuck him when Chambliss completed that pass? Lacy floored him to the point where that DB dropped to a knee. And as the play's over, you just see him grab his shoulder and just go, oh, God. And Lacy's doing this with no shoulder, basically. Lacy got stuffed the first time these teams played. He was a dude yesterday. He was a dude.
And I'll tell you what, the sport's better for it.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, the sport is better for it. Let's get into that, all right? The Final Four, all right? Oh, my God, I can't believe it's Oregon and Indiana and Ole Miss and Miami. Really? Because I can.
Yeah.
I watch the games, and let's take a peek. Maybe we'll even make some early projections before we really get into stuff. Let's do all that. The landscape, we're in the Final Four here of the college football playoff. That includes your Oregon Ducks. Take on Indiana. Mm. Ole Miss, Miami. Boy, these matchups are intriguing. We'll take a 1,000-foot view of these, but first we'll toss it to the Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Closing arguments next to send you on your way. Boy, this day flew by.
I say, good God, we've done already?
Holy goodness, we are almost out of here. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Deshaun Watson in 2017. I went back and checked the tape. 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat Alabama by 3. Yeah, I missed that one. Mm. That's one of those great ones. Speaking of Alabama, remember benching Jalen Hurts for Tua Tagovailoa at half? Yeah. Well, that paid off. That paid off big time. That's a walk-off touchdown.
Not too shabby.
I still like Shambliss.
Burrow for LSU had.
I know, but I went back and looked at that. LSU blew out Clemson in that game.
I mean, incredible performance.
Oh, yeah, incredible performance. I guess I guess some of it is, and this is the Deshaun White, why you're totally right on Deshaun Watson.
It's that you had to have it.
Yes, yes. I think it's.
You had to have every last bit of Trinidad Shambliss. Mm-hmm.
And I think with Deshaun Watson, I just try to erase him from my brain.
Also, just want to say this for the texter that throws it at me a lot. How about Gunnar Stockton? just want to throw that out there.
Did not have a great day.
No, and I don't love that. But
no, you know, no, I don't want to pick on the kid.
No. It's very good college quarterback, but not my Huckleberry.
It's almost like at the end of that game, anything that could have gone wrong did go wrong.
And Kirby was part of it.
Kirby was a big part of it, because that's why I had Georgia winning the game. That was the game you and I were different on in our picks. I had Georgia winning that game because I had just been really impressed with Kirby's
coaching. I'm the crazy one.
I know.
Trust me. I'm well aware. And it was 100%. One team had Trinidad Chambliss, the other one didn't.
I know. And I've been really high on Kirby this year as a coach.
I mean,
the Bama game is rough, but Kirby in multiple times in fourth quarters has made adjustments that's like, put you on skates.
Yeah, against Ole Miss.
Yep, Ole Miss was the best example, and I just believed in him. And him and his staff actually kind of failed, and they kind of are a big reason. And he owned it.
Shout out Kirby for that too.
The fourth down call was not a good look.
Third down, throwing the ball.
Yep, it was not a good
look. Worst case scenario, you chew the clock.
Mm-hmm. But I won't. But I won't take that away from Trinidad.
No,
I won't. I think Ole Miss was really cool, and that gets us into the Final Four on Thursday. Ole Miss will take on Miami in the Fiesta. Side note, Ole Miss, Miami, East Coast teams in the Arizona game, and Indiana, Oregon, Midwest, West in the Atlanta game. Can we just swap that real quick?
Indiana,
Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl would sell out. I mean, these games might sell out anyway, but like Oregon, Indiana, the Fiesta Bowl? Hell yeah. Send the Southern teams to the SEC land? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, how far? I mean, Miami's obviously a little bit further away from Atlanta than Ole Miss.
I don't know what it is. It might be pretty equal.
But obviously, Arizona's a lot closer to Oregon.
And Indiana. Well.
No, Atlanta's closer.
Atlanta's closer to Indiana. I always forget the East Coast. Y'all are like slammed together over there.
Yeah.
I can drive 5.5 hours and stay in my state.
Yeah.
Heading east.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our two games.
And south.
Thursday, you'll get Ole Miss and Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. At 4:30, and then Friday, which you can hear right here on the Fan Sports Network, home of the Ducks, Oregon takes on Indiana in the Peach Bowl. Now, if we back up and we look at when the bracket was set, I think we liked Indiana. I think we liked Georgia. You and I were out on Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about Ole Miss post Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked Oregon, Texas Tech. You like Tech, but not by a ton.
No, I thought Tech would be enough.
Be a close game.
Yeah.
Be a close game on that. And then
that's easily the one that of all of the games that I have gotten most wrong.
And we get to the quarterfinals, and we were right about all of them, except for I took Georgia over Ole Miss, which could have happened. You know, Georgia had their chance and gave that away. We sit here in the Final Four of Oregon, Indiana, Ole Miss, and Miami. You mentioned this when we were doing show prep. You go back to when we asked this. What did you ask this? 6 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, 6-7 weeks ago.
And you kind of said, how many teams do you think can win a natty?
Mm-hmm.
And we got to what? Seven teams? All four of these are teams we thought. Some we like more than others.
Yep.
You know, we definitely...
I had Ole Miss in there, and I tossed a coin basically between A&M and Miami. And it was kind of funny. They ended up playing each other.
And I really like, you know, I've liked Miami all year. Mm-hmm. You've been high on Indiana since day one, since before the season even started. This shouldn't be a shock to anybody.
No.
If you're sitting there listening to the heads on TV or national radio that are trying to tell you that this is an unimaginable Final Four, is this bad for college football? You're wrong. This is a fantastic Final Four. These games are so juicy.
Mm-hmm.
The Ole Miss debacle with Lane, add in Trinidad Chambliss playing out of his mind with Mario maybe coaching his life right now.
I mean,
not for his life, but coaching the best performance of his life right now.
Mario's now won 2 college football playoff games.
Mario might lose to SMU and Louisville, but he just beat Ryan Day, and handsomely.
Yes.
That's a 10-point win. That should be a 20-point win.
And you went on the road to Kyle Field the week before and beat A&M. There is no coach. There is no one that has a bigger opportunity to change everything about them.
Oh, man. Cignetti,
more than Mario Cristobal.
Cignetti could lose to Oregon by 30, and people are still going to be 6 to midnight on Cignetti. Okay? He could go to the Natty and lose by 60 to Ole Miss or Miami, and people are still going to be 6 to midnight on Kurt Cignetti. If Mario Cristobal wins a national championship,
oof,
boy, all 6 of us in our daily shows here at The Fan are going to have to eat some crow. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a shout out at the Sunrise guys. This isn't a shout out at Primetime. We all aren't the biggest Cristobal fans. We acknowledge that he's good. He's a good recruiter, and he has come to play.
He's like James Franklin South.
It's like DeBoer. Like, he's good in big games. You might not love DeBoer, but he's good in big games. If he's the guy of the four of these that wins a Natty, look, Cignetti rides into the sunset and becomes the greatest story we've ever heard of Cignetti winning a national championship.
If Cignetti wins a national championship, you can cement him as maybe the best coach of all, the best coaching story of all time.
Of all time, yeah.
Like, legitimately.
I thought you were about to say the best coach of all time. I was like, Saban's second have something to say.
No. I'm talking about
individual season.
Individual season. It's the best coaching job maybe in sports history.
Without a doubt, but our narrative is not going to change if they don't win a national championship. You're right. I think Lanning would take a big jump.
Sure.
It would be more of an Oregon jump than a Lanning jump for me if they won.
They finally got over the hump.
Finally got over the hump, and it would be, if Oregon's in the Natty, it's going to be Chip Kelly highlights. It's going to be Mike Bellotti, Akili Smith, Joey Harrington, Kenny Wheaton's going to score, et cetera, et cetera. That's a program definer. Ole Miss will just be that was weird.
Yeah.
We'll just make fun of Lane. Mm-hmm. We'll make fun of Lane for the rest of his life and hope he doesn't win a Natty at LSU so we can laugh at him for the rest of our lives and be the biggest. That would be the biggest laughing stock story in the history of college football from a coaching
standpoint.
You left
a national title.
You left a Natty on the table. To what? Go get money?
Mm-hmm.
Say you had a better chance to win there. But you're right. Cristobal wins a Natty. I have to change. I have no choice. I'm not a Cristobal
guy. Heaven forbid it's Miami, Oregon. And Cristobal wins.
Brother.
Oh, sweet, merciful Jesus.
When I cash that paycheck, I'm rooting for Oregon-Miami. That's good stuff for us.
We don't have to work much that week.
I was making the joke with Joe Fisher when we were watching the Orange Bowl yesterday. I was making the joke like, and I've always said this, to pull the curtain back for me as a professional, I'm not an Oregon honk. If Oregon is competing for natties, that's good for my job.
Look, it's
content.
Not only
I was
that,
laughing like, I got 2 more weeks of content for Oregon. Because whether they win or lose against Indiana, we're going to talk about them all next week and talk about them all the week after
I don't want to talk about a bad team.
I don't want to talk about a bad team.
I do them basketball.
We have to do Blazers.
Look, dog, it's not fun. Those tank seasons, I wanted to blow my brains all over the wall. It was just absolute misery.
But I think
if you're talking about, like, look, and I've said this, I don't hate the Duck program. I hate most Duck fans. If you look, Dirt's a dyed-in-the-wool guy. Dusty's a dyed-in-the-wool guy. They earn their stripes. Most of you, you're bandwagon monsters, and I don't like you.
Wow.
I don't. The guys that sit here and text in all the time, I can tell. You didn't embrace the suck. Duck fans who I sat with at USC Oregon the last two seasons, awesome. They're older people that went through the suck. They were there for Kenny Wheaton's gonna score. You know what I mean?
Pre-Bellotti guys.
Yeah, like those guys are like the guys that I walk through and talk to the old timers at the tailgates. Those guys rule. I love them.
I would like to remind you that the statements made by Daniel Morang do not reflect the opinions of people at this station.
If you hopped on freaking diamond plate shoulder pad ducks, I don't want to hear it from you. But on the flip side, I want Duck fans to win a national title.
I think it'd be great for them.
I'm telling you, man, I've got a couple.
It's the same way.
Yeah. It is something you would never forget. It is awesome, and no one can ever take it from
you. It's how I feel about GU basketball. I need Gonzaga to win a Natty.
Yes.
Just so badly.
It's when you, especially if you're somebody who's been a fan of a team for a long time, you're Indians/Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw them win a World Series after seeing them go through what they have gone through, what would it mean to you?
I've seen us lose in 2 Game 7s of a World Series in extra innings.
What would it mean to you?
Mean the world to me. It mean the absolute world to me.
Oregon has been knocking on the door for 10 years.
I recently saw pictures that came up on this day when I was at the parade for the Timbers when they won the MLS Cup. That was everything. I was at every single playoff game except for the final. And it was just... It means everything.
Look, I've said it. If the Blazers won a title.
Kansas City Royals sold their souls to win a World Series in 2015. You think they care that they suck this year?
Ask Rob about it.
Ask Rob if he thinks they suck this year. Does not care. Won it.
Nope.
Cubs haven't been back since 2016.
Don't care.
Don't care. Don't care at all?
I genuinely do. Like I know I have my Fun Duck fans. I genuinely do want you to win a title. Because then the arrogance can match the output. Like, that's, like, I'm saying that, like, tongue-in-cheek, but, it, like, Alabama fans can sit there and put it on the table. Georgia fans can put it on the table. Ohio State fans can put it on the table.
Say what you want about LSU and how much of a debacle they've had.
They can put it on the table.
I've seen three in my
lifetime. Clemson, Dabo can just drop it on the table and go, guess what, dog? I got two of these things.
I had to watch Dabo play Penn State in a bowl game that I can't believe got 8 million viewers.
8.7.
Terrible game of football. And Clemson's like, Dabo doesn't care.
No.
I got a trophy case in there.
It's like, but that's what I mean. Like, you go out and you win a title, man. Holy. It's special.
We'll have to have that conversation. Maybe we can have it right now from a program standpoint. Does winning a natty do the most for Oregon's program than any of these guys? Miami has them. The opinion of Indiana is not going to change.
Well,
I mean, it would definitely up the profile, but I think the Indiana story is cemented in the history of college football
is.
Right now.
You know what? Let's go there. I think let's close the show with that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. We come back. Closing arguments is next. The team that would benefit the brand, not the coaches, not the players, the teams that would benefit the brand the most from winning a national championship. We'll end it right there on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information. We'll take the weekend off. We'll come back on Monday. We'll chat about some NFL playoff situation. We'll start diving into Ducks Indiana Part 2. I'll tell you what, for the games, I'm most excited for Indiana Oregon. I think because the familiarity, because we spend so much time covering the Big Ten, especially the Ducks here on the Duck program, to where, and I think it's because I want to just sit back and watch Miami Ole Miss. I don't want to like think about it too hard. I kind of just want to be entertained.
Well, I genuinely think that game's going to be entertaining.
I hope so.
What's really interesting is both these games are. You know, Indiana's a 4-point favorite. Miami's a 3-point favorite.
I think those are accurate spreads.
It's just really interesting. All of a sudden, people are looking at Ole Miss like, maybe they're pretty good.
they're
pretty good. Their only loss of the season is on the road at Georgia, where they led by, what, 13?
I know I am no big gambler, but I think if you are an Indiana fan, I would jump on this 4-point spread right now because I think it's going to get bet up to 5.5.
Yeah.
I think money will come in on Indiana. Yeah, that Rose Bowl ass whooping and the perceived issues of Oregon's offense against maybe the best defense in the country, which showed it, might leave the common bettor to think Indiana's going to smoke that ass. And I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I'm taking Indiana to cover. I'll tell you right now. At 4, I'm taking Indiana to cover.
But are you going to take them at 5.5?
I think I'd take them up to 6.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I think that's fair. I mean, Indiana deserves to be favored. We've seen this game, and it was, points?
May do the thing. This is not a shot at Oregon. Indiana's the best team in the country.
They might be. So let you ask this question, and we'll finish up closing arguments with this. What a natty does, which brand gets the most out of winning a natty? I'll go first.
Yeah.
I think the answer is Oregon. I think it's because, like we kind of said, you finally got over the hump. Mm-hmm. Name me a college basketball team more than Gonzaga that if they won a national title would put them over the hump. Maybe Indiana finally comes back.
Purdue,
yeah, more so.
Painter's been there a couple times.
More so than Mark Few at Gonzaga?
No, it's probably Gonzaga.
You know,
because they have knocked on the door so many times.
There's multiple Final Fours. Yeah. There's national championship appearances. Yeah. You know, there's players of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, storylines, etc. I think for this Final Four, a natty would do wonders for all of them. I actually think the team it would do the least for is Indiana, just because the story's already been written.
But see, that's where I differ.
Because the Ole Miss will be Lane, Lane. Miami's back.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon finally got over the hump.
Indiana cements the greatest single season in college football history.
Of anybody?
Of anybody.
Not just Cignetti coaching, but just of a team?
It's both.
That's the best storyline of all time?
Well, they're also maybe the first team in college football history to go 16-0.
Oh, because of extra games. Because we've had undefeated.
Yeah, but this would be the first time that anybody had gone undefeated 16-0. When we talk about the parity of college football, you would have had a team that does not have the top five profile, you know, roster, a coach that is out there telling everybody, Google me. You've got a new quarterback. You want a Heisman. You went into Autzen, one of the toughest places to play in the country.
Punched him in the face.
You punched Ohio State in the face. You embarrassed an SEC and national blue blood.
You embarrassed Alabama.
Like, what else would they have done?
You put the major network on skates.
Yes. And then you would have beaten Oregon again and then beaten Miami or Ole Miss.
This got texted in. Teams with a bye are 1-7 now. Is this more a scheduling issue, or has the committee gotten the top four mostly incorrect in 2 years? I don't know
I think the answer is yes.
I think the answer is a little bit yes, but don't be shocked that the one team with a bye that won is this Indiana team. Look, the reality is Ohio State was better than Oregon last year at that time. The reality is Texas was better than Arizona State. The way the seeding is now, the way it might be just the way the structure is, but I don't know if anybody ever really thought Arizona State was better than Texas last year, or that Boise State was better than who they play, Penn State.
Yeah.
Was better than Penn State. I don't know if we thought that. That's just the little numbers next to them. You know? Don't be surprised that the only team to win off the bye is Indiana. They're better.
They need to shorten the break by a week.
Oh, I agree with all that. You know, Lanning's hammering on that.
Every coach.
Everybody's hammering on that. And I fully agree with that. I don't think they got it wrong. I think it's just perception versus reality. Mm-hmm. Teams peak at different times. Ohio State wasn't very good, but their record was undefeated in a close loss to the number one team in the nation in a conference title game. By letter of the law, they deserved the number two seed. Mm-hmm. Now, you could say Georgia winning the SEC title, blowing out Alabama. Maybe they deserved the number two in Ohio State down. But I don't think it changes outcomes.
No.
I think Georgia showed they were flawed. I think Ohio State showed they were flawed. And we're sitting here. These brands are proving why college football is in a great, great spot.
Yes. 100% agree.
Because as much as we're used to Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU, that wasn't necessarily good for the sport.
No. It was great. Great for ESPN and the SEC.
They love it because ESPN, as much as they love the SEC, their Big Ten team is Ohio State and Notre Dame. They'll hold on to those guys.
Michigan, too.
And Michigan. But they're not interested in Penn State, Oregon, UW,
USC.
Yeah. They're not really interested in that. They want Ohio State, Michigan, and then their SEC life. Whoever wins this natty is great for college football.
Yes.
It's proved. We thought NIL was going to kill it. We thought NIL was going to
I was a proponent of it being better for the sport.
And I was just terrified that it was going to be Bama and Georgia.
It's the baseball in you.
Yep, and it's just the Dodgers and the Yankees buy everyone, and that's what happens. And it did the exact opposite.
Well, here's what it is. Everybody's realizing the SEC, while they had the best bagmen, they didn't have the most money.
Exactly. And money allows Indiana to show up.
It allows Texas Tech to show up.
Without a doubt. It allows people that you didn't expect to be there to do it. What's the joke that I laughed about all last week? The best team money can buy versus the Oregon Ducks. It's time to put away the Uncle Phil narrative. Whether you're a Duck fan or a Duck hater, it's time to put away the Uncle Phil narrative. Now, did Phil help you get to this point? He sure did.
Anybody can do it.
And the facilities that he built and
all the things.
The restructure of the program and the national profile and the jerseys, that was huge for everything. But now, Everybody's got money.
Yeah, figure it out.
I'll take Oregon as the brand that it benefits the most.
I'm going to take Indiana, but Oregon is right behind them.
We'll catch you guys on Monday. After us is a bonus hour of the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson, and then he'll do his show, and plus you get prime time. Thanks for joining us. I hope you all have a happy new year, and we'll all get back to normal on Monday. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.